know, in my role as a conference speaker, I've often been less than impressed by some of the senior people I've met in business. They don't have what I would expect to be a great standard of social graces, manners, and, you know, those polite attributes that make a person really a polished person. That's why I was delighted when I heard about Julie Lamberg-Burnett. Now, she's a long-term experienced person in all the ways of delivering great customer service. She did a lot with airlines, particularly for the first class and business class cabin crew. She's done a lot of work in that area. And of course, she studied extensively overseas at the great centres of learning on customer service and protocol. So it was good when I heard about the Sydney School of Protocol. I just had to ring Julie and find out what it was all about. And as she says, perception is the deal breaker. It's not just about how you cope with your cutlery at a foreign banquet. It's how you create a good impression and feel confident in social and business situations, online or face-to-face. University degrees and expertise do not always guarantee success. How you are perceived can be the real deal breaker. And that's what she teaches. So, without further ado, let's get down to tin tacks. Young people in business today, if you had the opportunity to buttonhole them and really look after them and get them socially acceptable, if I can use the phrase, what are the sorts of things you'd look at?
To summarise it, there are three simple things that affect a relationship. And I think if people focus on the easier is, which we sometimes overlook and we might think, oh, they're a given, but in actual fact, they do drive success. And the first of those, the actions that you take. Secondly, your appearance and presentation. And thirdly, the words or how you communicate. So, you know, they're very broad. If you think about the firstly, knowing what to say and how, when and why to say it. And I'd really like to focus on an area that we don't always consider important, or we might have heard the expression, you make a first impression in the first 2 to 5 seconds of meeting someone. So taking control of your first impressions is very important.
And you can actually help people to learn how to do that?
Yes. We have a lot of clients who have a preference for private coaching, because we can tailor the programs to meet their needs. But as a general principle, we do cover all these aspects, such as taking control of your first impression. So what's that mean and look like? And it's everything from, you know, your handshake to your eye contact, the style in which you're making introductions, how you're communicating across all the channels that you might use, like digital channels, on the phone, are you communicating appropriately? So we cover personal presence, personal image. So obviously the way that you dress for a client, are proud of your professional sort of image. And look, the workplace has become more casual, which is fine. I guess it's what's appropriate for the business that you're in. But the actual first impression that you make with a client or with an associate, it will have an impact about how you come across and how well you're presented. So, you know, 85% of our success is actually around people skills and soft skills. We may be technically very capable, but a huge amount of success, and there's been a lot of studies that you're probably familiar with as well, Winston, that Harvard and Stanford have done, and they clearly highlight that people skills are critical. So, as I say, I think going back to the three platforms that you need to focus on to be successful in business is be mindful of your actions, be very aware of your appearance and presentation and the words you're using. And underneath those three areas, then we do a lot of practical interactive sessions to help people really understand first impressions. How are they coming across? Are they making good eye contact? For example, we have become so distracted by technology that sometimes people need to recalibrate themselves and think, am I really focusing on the people that I'm talking with or interacting with? Or am I constantly distracted? And those very subtle nuances can sometimes mean the difference between a successful business relationship that people feel trusted in, that you have a very confident way of doing business. All those, your body language, the way you communicate, your professional image, all make a difference. In many respects, if you get all those things right as your platform, then you're not having to be concerned. For example, one program that is popular, and we do incorporate it for a lot of corporates, is how to dine around the dining table.
Oh, what a one to do. Yeah. How good is that?
I mean, it's quite revealing that a lot of graduates, for example, or even corporate executives who haven't had that experience can be overwhelmed in social circumstances where they're having to make conversation over the dinner table, but at the same time navigate the dinner table. And just knowing how to be gracious and be a great host is a skill that not everyone has inherently, and knowing how to do that.
And some minor things like talking with the mouth full or chewing with the mouth open. Or
yes. And look, you know, it's quite revealing even how you hold your cutlery. You know, often the business dinner is more about the business and less about the food.
Julie Lamberg-Burnett. That's LAMBERG-BURNET. Great stuff, isn't it? I really subscribe to this. The website is sydneyschoolofprotocol.com.au. Inquiries, Julie at sydneyschoolofprotocol.com.au, or phone on 61 452 553 855 from overseas, or 0452 553 855 if you're in Australia. And the good news is, Julie will be back with more of her tips and ideas next month. This is great stuff, and we need it for many of our team. And maybe, just quietly, for some of us too.